morning, we're sitting with Julia Shaw, Executive VP of Shaw Industries. And Julius, it's always a pleasure having you on Flow Radio.
Glad to be back, Dave.
We've been doing this for quite a little while, I believe.
About 10 or 12 years.
Something like that. Well, we'll keep doing it until we get it right.
All right.
First, let me ask you just about the year to date. This has not been a stellar year in the floor covering business. What's your estimation as to how much the business in this industry is off year to date? Do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, I do. And then, you know, it's a little different in units and in dollars. But, you know, it's during the first, 7 or 8 months of the year, it seemed a little worse. And as we got to August, we actually, I would call it anniversaried what I think many people consider the beginning of the slowdown, which was about the second week of August 2006. And you can talk to about anybody in the industry, and it's amazing. They said, when did it start slowing down? And everyone will tell you the same thing. Second week of August 2006. So, you know, up until that time, the business was down, in the area of 12%, something in 12, anywhere from 10 to 14%. Since that time, it's been down less, but simply because you're comparing to less numbers. So it feels a little better. But our business actually, you know, was about the same in September as it was in August. So we're not seeing any improvement, just less comparisons. Mm-hmm. I think when the year's all said and done, because the comparisons will be less in the fall, you know, probably be down high single digits.
I see. Is Shaw tracking about what the industry is tracking?
Yes, we are. We think we're in the 40% range of market share or whatever. So it's hard for us not to, we're right on those same figures.
I see. Do you see a lot of difference between soft and hard surface in sort of slim times like the one we're going through?
I think the biggest difference, Dave, is in soft surface, you know, if you look back in the last year or two before this year, soft surface was up in the low single digits, and categories like ceramic and hardwood were tracking in the 15%, 16%, 17% plus range. Driven a lot, I think, in both of those categories by a single family builder, but nonetheless, I think also preference is going towards ceramic and hardwood. So I'd say the biggest difference is we in carpet on the soft side, we barely had our nose above water in terms of gains year to year. And the hard surface guys or divisions or categories were bigger. So I think now they're seeing, where we're seeing 8 or 9% decreases this year, they're seeing instead of 17, 18% up, we think in ceramic side actually, only 1 or 2% up. And in the hardwood side, because it is so tied to single family, we believe hardwood is possibly down in the low single digits area.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a turnaround in the new home end of the business anytime soon?
I wish I could say yes, but we don't. And as we speak here in October, you know, it looks like this will be, you know, we've got more adjustable rate mortgages that are repricing themselves this month. And in fact, I understand that this will be the biggest month for repricing. So we could see some more fallout. And then we have the winter ahead of us. So, we had hoped we'd see a turnaround about this time. This time last year, we were saying maybe a year, but right now we think that it may be more toward late spring or possibly summer or next fall. So I think we're in for another 9 or 12 months of slow single family business. Mm-hmm. There's 9 or 10 months worth of inventory out there, and until that inventory gets digested, you know, they're not going to be builders are rightfully skittish about putting more investment in land and in unsold houses, and so they're not going to build anything right now. That pendulum is probably swinging to the conservative side now, just as it was to the aggressive side a year or so ago. So you got 9 months worth of inventory. So I think at the very least we have 9 months worth more of slow times in single family. The good thing about this country, though, we have such a vibrant economy and economic model in place, is it will come back. Whether it's 9 months, 12 months, 18 months. We've both been around, we've talked about before the we got on the air, how long we've been around the industry. We've both been around the industry in around 30 years, and it always comes back. But this is a period of time that of rest and digestion. And quite honestly, when you've been going as strong as the new housing industry has been going now for 5 or 6 years or more, really, there's going to be some of this, and that's just the economics of it.
Now, a lot of people are telling me that they don't expect the housing, the new housing part of the business, is going to come back to the extent that it has been for the last 6 years. And I know Shaw's well invested in that part of the business.
Right.
Just see. Do you see some tweaks in the operation as a result of that, or do you see it coming back perhaps as strongly as it had been earlier this decade?
We think that long term, it you know, in long term, let's say is 18 to 24 months, that it will get back to the levels that we saw in 2006. I think there's a fear factor out there among builders. It's like anything in life. In good times, you think they'll never end. In bad times, you think they'll never end. And I think there'll be a lot of conservative builders and a lot of conservative mortgage people and a lot of conservative bankers over the next 18 or 24 months. So I think to get the exuberance or the confidence to get back to that level, it could take a couple of years. But with the demographics of this country and the influx of people both coming in and wanting home ownership, there's really no way that it won't get back to a level similar to what we've enjoyed, although it could it could be slow. People are going
Just
to
the
be
formation of new families dictates they have to live someplace.
Right. People want to own their own home. They don't want to rent, and that's we're seeing in this country a lot of that. And so it, yeah, I think it will be. It could be to the level you just described. It really could be 2 or 3 years till we get back to that level, though. People are cautious, and I think they will become more cautious over the next 6 months because I think there's more fallout.
Yeah, and I guess financial institutions are a good deal more cautious too, I guess, as you mentioned earlier.
That's what I'm basically referring to, is I think financial institutions are going to become even more cautious today, or excuse me, in the next 6 months than they are today. I don't think we've seen the end of that.
Let me ask you about the replacement side of the business. Obviously, everybody in the floor covering business is well invested in that, I guess. What do you see in the months ahead in terms of that sector of the market?
Well, a lot of the, you know, what we common, what you refer to, and we all do, residential replacement. We're convinced that a lot of that residential replacement is tied to another form of housing, and that is existing home sales. And existing home sales, if I'm going on a memory, I was out in Randy Merritt and I and How Long were out in Wichita, Kansas last week, and I was reading an article out there that I believe that existing home sales were at the rate of 5.5 million units. And if you go back 18 months, existing home sales were about 6.7 million units. So existing home sales have fallen by nearly over 1 million units. And we think a lot of residential replacement is a function of people selling 10 or 20 year old homes to other people that are replacing their floor covering. And that takes the form of, you know, of residential replacement. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's connected to a sale of some sort or
it,
another.
Yeah.
Readying it for sale or fixing it up after you bought it.
Good point. It's either sometimes it's done in an effort to pretty up the house to make it available, or in other cases it's just people have different color preferences, or the carpet is old, or whatever the reason may be, or they may want to put hardwood where carpet was, or whatever the situation. But existing home sales are a huge driver of the residential replacement business, as we describe it. And if you think about it, existing home sales are about five times, nearly 6x actually, new home sales. So as important as new home sales are to the carpet and flooring industry, which that runs about 1.1 or 1.2 billion homes a year, the existing home sale at 6 million homes is a lot larger. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the big difference is not every room in every existing home has floor covering, so only some portion of it. But because of existing home sales slow down as well as new homes, residential replacement carpet for us and the industry is down as well.
This is going to conclude the first part of a five-part conversation with Julius Shaw. He's Executive VP at Shaw Industries. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.